From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The FBI confirms it is looking into JPMorgan Chase's announcement of a $2 billion trading loss, which analysts warn could turn out to be closer to $3 billion. As the nation's largest bank by assets, JPMorgan is under heavy scrutiny for practices that critics fear may reflect little change in the industry since the financial crisis. The FBI and SEC are not the only ones investigating JPMorgan. As NPR's Dave Mattingly explains, members of Congress are holding hearings and demanding answers.
The failed hedging strategy that cost JPMorgan Chase $2 billion has some members of Congress calling for tougher banking regulations. University of Maryland law professor Michael Greenberger on JPMorgan Chase's CEO missing the warning signs.
This was a total surprise to Jamie Dimon. He did not see it coming. He's the smartest guy in the room. How about the guys who weren't so smart?
The Senate Banking Committee is also expected to examine the $2 billion loss. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
The defense has rested its case in John Edwards' campaign finance violation trial. North Carolina Public Radio's Jeff Tabira reports neither the former presidential candidate nor his ex-mistress was called to testify.
Lawyers for John Edwards decided that 2.5 days of testimony was all they needed. John Edwards, his daughter Kate, and the mistress he once tried to hide, Riel Hunter, did not take the stand. The next step in the legal process is a charge conference at which lawyers from both sides will argue about how the judge should instruct the jury. This is a case of alleged federal campaign finance violations, and law experts say how the jury is instructed to read the law is pivotal. Closing arguments are expected to take place Thursday morning. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tabiri in Greensboro, North Carolina.
President Obama has raised a combined $43.6 million from his latest month of campaigning for his own reelection and the Democratic Party. The donations fell short of the $53 million the incumbent raised in March. Presidential campaigns and super PACs have until midnight Sunday to file their fundraising reports with the Federal Election Commission. The man known by his enemies as the Butcher of Bosnia is on trial in The Hague for war crimes during the Balkan Wars in the 1990s. He is accused of commanding the Srebrenica massacre in which 8,000 Muslim men and boys were killed. Greece will hold new elections on June 17th, delivering some hope for an end to the country's economically damaging political impasse. A court official will be appointed to lead an interim government until the national vote. Also, no internationally binding agreements will be made during that time. None of the political parties was able to win enough parliamentary seats to govern alone, which triggered an attempt to form a coalition government. At last check, the Dow was up 20 points. This is NPR. The global mortality rate for women giving birth has fallen by half over the past two decades. That's according to a report out today from the United Nations, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
The report says there were an estimated 287,000 maternal deaths worldwide in 2010, a decline of almost 50% since 1990. That report from the World Health Organization, the United Nations, and the World Bank says that 99% of those deaths occur in developing nations and that most are preventable. Sub-Saharan Africa accounted for more than half of all maternal deaths in 2010. India and Nigeria alone accounted for a third of all such deaths globally. The report found that the maternal death rate in the United States has actually been rising slightly since 1990. The countries with the lowest maternal death rates were those of Western Europe, Canada, and Australia. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
The housing market is showing new signs of healing. Today, the Commerce Department announced the nation's builders broke ground on 2.6% more homes last month than in March. Housing starts rose to a seasonally adjusted annual pace of 717,000 homes. The increase was in both apartments and single-family homes, but building permits, a measure of future construction, fell last month due to a sharp decline in the volatile apartment sector. The nation's factories are producing more. The Federal Reserve is reporting increase in output in April, making up for the decline the month before. U.S. stocks mix, the Dow's up 7 points, NASDAQ off 13. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.